I'm now joined with Green Party Councillor Janet Horner to discuss the controversy regarding the strategic housing development proposed for the grounds of Holy Cross Seminary, Clonliffe Road, Drumcondra. Good morning, Janet. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome. Janet, on board Planola granted planning permission for this development just 2 weeks ago. There are plans for about almost 1,600 apartments under a build-to-rent scheme, none of which would be available to purchase. What do you make of all this?
Do you know, I think like this development and the approval of the development has been really controversial in the local area. For most people, it's been an upsetting development because they don't feel it's an appropriate use of that site. I mean, this is a huge site, or relatively huge, for this part of the city and for the opportunity to live within a 5-10 minute cycle walk of key amenities in the Dublin city centre is quite incredible, and to have the space to develop 1,600 units. So, I mean, there are good things and there's bad things about this. Overall, I've been disappointed with the decision. I feel like a build-to-rent model is not the appropriate use of this site. But having said that, I do also appreciate that close to 1,600 units been built is helping to sort of provide housing that is needed in this part of the city. It is an important site to have developed in some way, and it offers a lot of potential for housing. But my big thing, and you know, and there's even certain parts of how the plans of it are that I like the look of, that are sort of, you know, provide access to the Talca as a key amenity for this part of the city and will hopefully allow more people to walk beside that river, use it as an amenity. But unfortunately, with all of that, for me, and I think for a lot of others, it's not possible to get past the build to rent element of this, which is not just that these units are going to be available to rent, but it's also that because they are done under a build to rent scheme, they are done to a lower standard than units that might have been built with the idea of being purchased in mind. They're also the mix of them. It's 30% studios and 30% one bed. So over half of the units on this site are one bedroom most. And that's not meeting the needs of a lot of people who want to feel like they can live in the city long term, that they can have somewhere for, even if they don't have a family, even if they're not in a couple, that they've somewhere for a friend to stay, that they've a space to, if they're working from home, that they've space to spread out and to do that. So I think the viability of these units is somewhere that you can see communities, people feeling comfortable staying in the long term, isn't there if we're talking about over 60% of the units really just catering to single person households. And, you know, and that is while also recognizing there's always going to be a need and a demand for studios and one beds, and we should absolutely be meeting that. But we need to have that mix. We need to see that there's space for families, for couples, for people to kind of grow and expand their families over the course of a few years while also living in this part of the city. And this part of the city shouldn't just be for your 20s. And then when you get to your 30s, you should move out of the inner city and into the suburbs where you can find family homes, do you know?
Yes, of course. And what's your opinion in relation to the height and density of the proposed development?
I think there's a lot of people are quite concerned by some of the heights. They are much, they do exceed, I think, what the Dublin Development Plan has set out. And that is one of the issues with the strategic housing development process, is that they don't have to adhere to the instructions of the development plan. The buildings will be quite tall from the outset, from the outside of the site and from the edge of the site. They won't be as tall as imposing. So if you're on the Lower Drumcondra Road or if you're on Clonliffe Road itself, they're not going to be very tall buildings on the front of those roads themselves. They will be closer into the city, or into the site itself is where you'll get that height. So from that point of view, it's not directly imposing on the existing neighbourhoods, but the heights at the same time are concerning because it does change a lot of the skyline of this part of the city again.
Okay. Actually, many councillors and TDs had voiced their concern. In fact, Owen Keegan, the council's CEO, had written to the board requesting that the development be turned down. Wouldn't that be right?
Yeah, so there has been a lot of objection in the local area. We raised our concerns, particularly around the aspect of build to rent. I think that's been a particular bugbear for a lot of local representatives in this area. Do you know, and the issues that we're hearing about are people who want to have somewhere that they can afford to live. We're not sure about the affordability of this site or of the units that are going to be produced in this site. I think it's just 10% are going to be social housing. So we would like to see a much more diverse range of units, whether 2 bed, 3 bed, 4 bed, 5 bed, even, like, to cater for very large families in the city. And we would like to see some other representatives and people. I know they've definitely voiced a particular concern around the height. For me, it's not quite such a pressing issue, but I do recognise that there certainly are some concerns in regard to that. And I think then it's the primarily the issue of unit mix and build to rent that I think has been the source of objection for so many people locally.
Okay. There have been a few other similar SHD controversies recently, and one actually very close to this one in Drumcondra along Griffith Avenue. Does this beg the question, who runs our city? And is it all to do with delivering, you know, bumper profits for developers and investment funds?
I think so. The SHD process is being faded out now, and it has been a very controversial process. We are in the process at the moment of doing up the new Dublin Development Plan. So it's actually due to be, it will be published now very shortly, and it will be open for public consultation. And that's a really important document, and it gives Dubliners the chance to feed in and reflect back and have their say in what their city should look like from a planning perspective. So it's a very important piece of work. And the SHD process has always been difficult to reconcile with the fact that it doesn't have to listen to the Dublin Development Plan. So there is no way for communities to fully have their say. They can have their say on the individual applications, but not as a vision for the city as a whole when it comes to SHDs, where they have the right to sort of do something different regarding heights, and they don't, and unit mix and a range of different things. So that SHD process is due to come to a conclusion, and I think that's been welcomed by a lot of people. And I think that what is the next phase of planning and for large scale housing developments that is planned is going to involve coming to the council as its first port of call, and applications will still have to be driven by the council. And I think that allows for the development plan hopefully to be more, have more of a say and be more impactful as a document on those applications. So I think that's a positive thing in the direction we're moving in. I think the SHDs have generally not worked as a process, and it is time to try this a new route now.
I believe On Board Planola had refused many requests for an oral hearing on the planning application for the development on Clonliffe College grounds. What do you make of this?
I think one of the problems that people have with the On Board Planola process is that it is quite prohibitive. There's a fee attached to making a submission. There's a lot of technical documents involved. It doesn't feel open to most people. Find it quite a prohibitive process to engage with. And that idea of having different forms of hearing and making it an open, engaging process, inviting feedback, welcoming the community in to have their say regarding developments in their area has been missing from a lot of that process. So I think that overall our planning process needs to be, the consultation part of a planning process should be open. It should be available for people to raise concerns, to have questions answered, and to have their say. And I think that has been missing from a lot of the SHD process so far, and by how On Board Planola has run it.
Finally, Janet, would it be possible at this point in time to make an appeal?
It is possible to make appeals. The problem with the On Board Planola process and the SHD process is it is quite prohibitive. For developers, it can be quite easily done because they tend to have very deep pockets. But for residents and communities, that can be very difficult. You're talking of possibly tens of thousands that are needed in order to lodge an appeal. So for a community that has a big concern about a decision made by On Board Planola, that can be prohibitive. And it means that it may not, I'm not aware of an appeal being likely, although it is possible. And I think the main reason is because of the costs involved.
Right, so we leave it there for today, unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention.
No, I think that's it. I think I might just mention again, actually, the Dublin Development Plan and the public consultation and the importance of engaging with it from a planning perspective, and just that it should be out to public consultation very shortly. And it would be really important that people do take a look at that and do try to engage and have their say and have their voice heard regarding planning.
Janet, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you as always, and all the very best to you. Do take care.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Green Party Councillor Janet Horner talking about how planning permission was granted by On Board Planola for the proposed development on the grounds of Clonliffe College in Drumcondra.